On this Veterans Day, we note that the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan are winding down, and we're thankful for that. The battle's over. The fate of those nations now more in their hands than in the hands of U.S. men and women in uniform. But the soldiers who fought so long and hard in Iraq and Afghanistan are coming home. Veteran Robert Mitchell has already been back for a while. He has some advice. It is hard to hear this, and even harder to do, says Robert. But you're going to have to leave your combat experience where you had it, because every combat vet that I know left a lot of themselves there and didn't bring enough of themselves home.
James Smith, I am a retired hospital corpsman. Any program that supports veterans, get yourself involved, either by helping others or looking for help yourself. Those are the best ways to get yourself back into civilian world.
Getting back into the civilian world, it's a challenge. Bringing enough of yourself home from the battle zone, it's a challenge. And we're getting advice from veterans for veterans. For the rest of this hour, the practical advice from vet to vet. We'll also have some deeper wisdom from veterans as a jazz musician, Vijay Iyer, takes the voices of veterans speaking of their dreams in a remarkable musical project. We got on the line to hear the practical advice from two recent vets. Jason Wazelski was a former Army medic who served in Afghanistan in 2012. We also spoke with David Retzky, former UAV pilot who served in Iraq from 2004 to 2005. They see a lot of smiles out there in the communities that are greeting them now as civilians, but not a lot of jobs right away.
It's a bit of a mixed bag right now, John. Right now, we are very popular as veterans. They believe we are very liked, and everyone respects veterans nowadays, especially compared to the Vietnam era. But at the same time, that respect may not translate into something really important as getting a job. So you may be highly respected, and everyone tells you, especially in the military, that you're going to be sought after. But when you look at the realistic numbers, vets, especially 25 to 29, have a high rate of unemployment, almost 15%. And in reality, it's because a lot of what you learn in the military, either you don't know how to translate it well, or it doesn't translate into an actual civilian job.
Oh, absolutely. There's one thing that I think the VA and other groups have done a good job recently is doing, and that's pushing that issue, like David said, about the unemployment rate for vets. And I think, like, I saw a commercial the other day, Walmart is hiring veterans within a year of their service being up. You know, you go in and apply and they give you a job kind of thing. I don't know how permanent that is how long they're going to do it, but that's just an example of other agencies trying to help out vets and whatnot.
Finding help, getting advice. We'll hear more from Jason and David later on in this hour. From Nogales, Arizona, we got this advice. Make peace with your sins, knowing that the alternative was worse. It's what keeps me sane, that veteran from Nogales, Arizona. Waynesville, North Carolina, by far the most important priority is to ensure you get an education that can combine your military skills with the needs of a civilian career. And here's a good one. Veterans are no longer a silent group. Veterans are also no longer only men. We are organized, have built a solid community that will be present for generations to come. Find this community. Talk to them. Work with them. Your experiences in combat are an evolution. It changes you. That is a good thing. Our nation must always possess those who have seen evil. Give yourself time to readjust. It usually takes a year to even start to feel normal. That's from Shelley Good Burgoyne. You know, thinking about veterans on this Veterans Day, is there a wisdom from experience in battle? A hardship, a sacrifice, a sense that something was lost, childhood, innocence? Do veterans understand something that civilians can't understand, or are the worlds completely separate? Is that what we are to understand? Veterans did a job. We in the media, or as voters, just talk about the job they did. Talk about it a lot. Was the war a good idea, a bad idea? Veterans, we're told, don't like to talk so much about their experiences of wartime. We continue our conversation with Jason Wazelski, former Army medic who served in Afghanistan in 2012. Also, David Retzky, former UAV pilot who served in Iraq from 2004 to 2005, both of whom have advice for fellow soldiers coming home, and both of whom told us they could have used more advice coming back into the civilian world themselves.
It's really important to get registered with the VA as soon as you get back. So if you do need care, you're in the system and you could take care of it. But the main thing I think would be is don't try to rush into civilian life. You know, take your time. If you don't feel comfortable going into a big crowd initially, then don't put yourself in that situation. If you need to, you know, go out with people that you're comfortable with at first and gradually work into being able to go out by yourself or go into big crowds, then take that time.
David Retzky, what was the hardest thing for you? How did you acclimatize yourself?
Hardest thing for me was just adjusting back into civilian life and learning how to take care of myself all of a sudden. I had to worry about paying my own bills, getting my own food, and finding my own job at this point in time.
And who helped you in that? Did you do it yourself?
Well, at this time I was married, and I relied heavily on my wife and my friends. When I first got out, I got a job almost instantly and ended up leaving that job to move to follow my wife's job.
And was that tough?
That was incredibly tough because I went from being in a society of having basically all my friends around me in the military to moving in with a couple of my best friends to all of a sudden it just being me and my wife in a strange city.
And what advice would you have for somebody who's going through that experience or something like it?
My best advice is I found a lot of comfort in meeting a lot of civilian friends. Instead of seeking out military friends, finding civilian friends made it better for me because I could kind of get away from my experiences and help adjust and see how these people lived in their civilian life and at first almost mimic it. And then eventually figure out what made me a civilian now and no longer a soldier.
Jason Wasilewski, what's the best advice you could give a civilian acquaintance of yours who might be curious about your experience?
I think that's going to be a situational thing, depending on the person. But something for your civilian peers is don't dig. And when I say that, I mean, if you notice that somebody's uncomfortable with the questions you're asking, don't continue along your thought process of asking those questions.
Has that ever happened to you before?
Yeah, it has. I think initially, right when I came home, I remember the first night I came home, I went out with some of my friends, and I mean, all I want to do is hang out with them and, you know what I mean, catch up. And then you get some people that just start, you know, asking questions after questions after questions. And actually, one of my friends is the one that said something. He's like, hey, you know, this is our friend. He just got home. Like, let's hang out with him, catch up with him. You know what I mean? Stop nagging him about this stuff. He doesn't want to talk about this right now.
What's the worst mistake you made that you wouldn't want to repeat coming home from Iraq or Afghanistan, Jason, and then you, David?
Oh, that's a good question. I think it'd have to be not thinking you're invincible. You make it home. You're alive, you're happy, but that doesn't mean you can't come back here and do something to hurt yourself or get yourself killed. And I think that's a big thing that people coming home need to know, too, is you're definitely still mortal. Don't hop on a motorcycle, go fast, and something like that. If you look in numerous news reports, you'll see there'll be a veteran that comes home within a couple weeks and, you know, makes a mistake and gets killed. And, I mean, that's terrible. You know what I mean? You got to avoid that, those situations.
David?
I completely agree with what Jason said here. And the closer you come back from your deployment to the time you separate from the military, you also have to realize now you have a whole ton of freedom and you can do things such as drinking whenever you feel like it. And you have to be able to tailor that in. So a lot of emotions come out if you get drunk. For me, I got chatty, and I think I over-talked about my experiences to civilians, and I turned off a lot of potential friends and made people think I was more unstable than I actually was because I thought they would enjoy these stories, or I was possibly just showing off and trying to look tough at the time.
Well, David and Jason, I really appreciate your candor, and I want both of you to have a great Veterans Day.
Thank you very much, John.
Jason Wasilewski is a former Army medic who served in Afghanistan in 2012. And David Retzky is a former Army UAV pilot who served in Iraq from 2004 to 2005. some more advice. Don't have expectations about family and spouse relationships. Remember that being physically together again takes getting used to and may be different than you remember. Story from one of you in Camp Hill, Pennsylvania. How about this? Take it slow. Don't try to take over at home. Enjoy your loved ones, but don't pressure them to be the people you left behind. They have grown and taken on new responsibilities. More importantly, get help if you are having trouble. That's from one of you from the Air Force in St. Cloud, Minnesota. From Charlotte, North Carolina, find resources in your community to help you adapt and reconnect. A big challenge is recreating the support network you had when you were deployed. There are lots of great people and organizations out there eager to help, but you need to help them find you. And from St. Margaret's, Maryland, find a mentor, a veteran that has successfully transitioned back to civilian life, and don't be reluctant to ask for help.